You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hasn't even been 12 hours since the official end of the Sacramento Kings season, and already the offseason is off to a hot start. Breaking news from The Athletic's Sam Amick in regards to Sacramento Kings general manager Vlade Divac. We have that. We have fan reaction. Plenty of conversation about head coach Dave Yeager. A breakdown of this 28-point Kings collapse last night in Portland. We got it all for you right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Hello, everybody. Welcome into Locked On Kings. This is your daily hub for Sacramento Kings coverage. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with all the local and national experts, breaking news, all of it right here on Locked On Kings. If you call yourself a Kings fan, this is the right place for you. And I know many Kings fans are hurting this morning and certainly went to bed angry last night after the Kings lost to the Portland Trailblazers in Portland 136-131. They scored 87 points, the Kings did, in the first half. The starters didn't play at all in the second half, and the bench allowed it to all slip away. Kings finished with 39 wins on the season. They don't reach 40. That's disappointing, not the end of the world. We'll talk about it. We'll get all the emotions out here today. I also have a lot of conversation to share with you and to bring with you in regards to the future of head coach Dave Yeager. We'll touch on that, but I got to start with this breaking news from The Athletic's Sam Amick. Literally just broke about 2-3 minutes before I hit record to start this podcast. So good timing, Sam. I appreciate you doing that. Sacramento Kings general manager Vlade Divac has been signed to a 4-year contract extension. No surprise. Fantastic news, though. Very good to see the Kings making the right decision. Very good to see the organization rewarding a general manager that, quite frankly, was over a flame for the last about 16 months or so, really since the DeMarcus Cousins trade. Vlade Divac has been the butt of a lot of jokes. He has heard a lot from fans, frustration from fans, anger, hostility from Sacramento Kings fans. Many in this fan base wanted Vlade fired this offseason, not only for the DeMarcus Cousins trade, but for picking Marvin Bagley over Luka Doncic. You know everything. I don't need to spend too much time talking about the bad, but Vlade has worked his way through all of that, also worked his way through Brandon Williams and Coach Yeager going at one another, assistant general manager Brandon Williams, and of course head coach Dave Yeager this season, undermining one another. Well, really Brandon Williams undermining head coach Dave Yeager to the media. He's been through a lot over these last few seasons, and he said it himself that if the Kings weren't better by this point in time, he would step down. Well, they are better. There's no need for him to step down. And on top of that, Kings making the right move rather than letting him go into a lame duck season as a GM with just 1 year on his contract. They have signed him for the 2022-2023 season, which is awesome. Now, I encourage you to check this out. If you have a subscription to The Athletic, read this article. If you don't have a subscription to The Athletic, it's really, really cheap, and I highly encourage you to do so, especially with the off-season coverage coming up. Sam Amick, Jason Jones, there's so many great writers to The Athletic that cover the Kings and cover the NBA, and you're going to want to read what they have to say and have access to it at any time it comes out. But one of the interesting things from this article that I will share with you, and again, we're going to talk a lot about head coach Dave Yeager here in the next segment, but the article says that basically Vlade has been given full authority, and the decision to hire or to extend head coach Dave Yeager or fire him, let him go, has been completely given to Vlade. He has all the power to make that decision. He also has all the power to make the decision on whether or not to keep assistant general manager Brandon Williams around or to let him go after the saga with him a couple of months ago this season. So a lot to read in this article, but ultimately great news. And it washes a little bit of the bad taste of last night's loss out of our mouths. Hearing this news, reading this news, absolutely the right decision for the Sacramento Kings, and I'm super excited and thrilled to be able to read this and see this morning. Again, check out the article by Sam Amick. He does a fantastic, fantastic job. But unfortunately, we do still have to talk about this game. And the Sacramento Kings look like they were well on their way to winning number 40 on the year and heading into the offseason with a win against the Portland Trailblazers team that was resting their two best players. Well, they were resting a lot of players, but C.J. McCollum no Damian Lillard, no Enes Kanter, no Rodney Hood, no Maurice Harkless, no Evan Turner, no Seth Curry, and no Al-Farouq Aminu. That means there are only six guys for the Portland Trailblazers that played last night. Three of them played the entire game, all 48 minutes, and Zach Collins, who's a pretty solid role player, played just 13 minutes off the bench. So the starting five all played at least 40 minutes in this game, and the Kings still found a way to lose to them. Now, I'm putting an asterisk next to this loss because the Kings starters scored 87 points in the first half. Well, not just the starters alone, but the Kings as a whole, when the starters were playing, scored 87 points in the first two quarters. 39 points in the first, 48 points in the second quarter. They built a comfortable 28-point lead, and things were looking good. Then the Kings starters didn't play the entire second half. They didn't play for the remainder of the game. Head coach Dave Yeager said after the game, the reason for that decision was that he wanted to make sure that, one, the guys went into the offseason feeling pretty good about themselves, knowing, okay, we were absolutely torturing this team. We were playing about as well as we could play. We'd built up a big lead, and so there's a lot to be happy about heading into this summer break. But also he wanted to make sure that in a relatively meaningless game. Now, it had a lot of meaning to Kings fans, so we're going to talk about that more later. But in a relatively meaningless game with a massive lead against a not full strength Portland Trailblazers team, he felt there was no reason to risk injury and potentially hurt a player that could come back to haunt them this summer or next season. So he elected to play it safe and rest the starters, so the bench finished out the game. And you know what happened? They blew the lead. They lose 136-131. Let's talk about the Portland Trailblazers first and foremost. All I want to talk about really with this team is Scalabissiere. Because, of course, former Sacramento King, getting a great opportunity to play big minutes, and in 40 minutes of play, he finished with 29 total points, also finished with 15 rebounds and a couple of steals. It was good to see Scal out there, and it was good to see Scal playing hard, getting opportunity, getting minutes, and I know it hurt some Kings fans to see him play that well against the Kings. It's always a revenge game scenario. You almost knew that was going to happen, especially with him getting opportunity. And we knew from his time here with Sacramento that when Scal does get opportunity, he tends to do well. But there was just no spot for him here in Sacramento. Now, the swap of Scalabissiere for Caleb Swanigan had nothing to do with the Kings thinking Caleb Swanigan was a better overall talent and a better player. He was another big man that could potentially help with rebounding down the road, which is one of the things that the Kings have struggled with this season. But ultimately, he was more of a developmental project that was going to take a little bit more time. Scalabissiere, we pretty much knew what we had in Scal here in Sacramento, and there just was not any room for him with Marvin Bagley and with Harry Giles essentially taking his 4-5 between position. So it was good to see Scal get loose, put up 29 points, and I'm happy for him. I'm glad that he got that opportunity to play, and I'm glad he made the most of that opportunity, and hopefully that leads to more opportunity for him in the future. Good news also, Buddy Hield sets the new record for most three-pointers in his first three seasons in the NBA. So congratulations to Buddy Hield. He needed one three-pointer to break Damian Lillard's record, and he got three of them. He only finished with 9 points, though. All of his points came from behind the three-point line. De'Aaron Fox, in just 16 minutes of action, scored 17 points. He was 8 of 10 from the field, absolutely dominant. Also had 9 assists, 10 points for Harrison Barnes in 15 minutes, 10 points for Nemanja Bjelica in 12 minutes. Willie Cauley-Stein had 8 points and 5 rebounds in 17 minutes. Bogey, another good game off the bench, 15 points. I say good game. He was playing well early, really shot himself out of the game in the second half. But Marvin Bagley, 20 points and 9 rebounds. He and Bogey both played in the second half. But Yogi Ferrell, Corey Brewer, Caleb Swanigan, all three of those names that I just listed played, and Frank Mason also, they all played more minutes than every single Kings starter. That tells you everything you need to know about this game. The disappointing thing, there's two major disappointing parts to this. I'm going to save the head coach Dave Yeager part for next segment. But the most disappointing part to me is the fact that you had such a massive lead going against a team that was only six guys deep, really only five guys deep, but the only guy off the bench in Zach Collins playing just 13 minutes. And the bench comes in and they blow that massive of a lead. An NBA bench should always be able to come in and maintain what a starting unit has done. If a starting unit builds a bench that big of a lead, especially when that bench is playing the bench of the other team for the entire game, you expect the bench to be able to hold on and secure that win, and they didn't. First and foremost, this game was an absolute failure for the Sacramento Kings' second unit. And that transitions us into the conversation about head coach Dave Yeager. Oh boy, where do I begin with this? So much to cover in regards to head coach Dave Yeager. He was really the lightning rod for fan frustration last night, and that led to a lot of very interesting backlash on social media. Some of that I'm happy to share with you here today. And if you want to be a part of the social media chaos of Kings Twitter, and at least on my timeline, you can be at @MattGeorgeKHDK. You can reach me on social media. You can also reach me at any time if you're not on Twitter via email, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Let me know your thoughts on this Kings season as a whole, on this game, on head coach Dave Yeager, on the Vlade Divac extension. That's all fair game. Send it to me, and would love to hear from you and chat with you in any of those two outlets that I listed. Last night was a failure by head coach Dave Yeager. I get what he's trying to say and trying to do, making sure to preserve these players, making sure that they didn't start this offseason injured. But the fact that you're not, I mean, the reason why Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, and the rest of those Blazers players were resting was because they're getting ready for a playoff push and a potentially deep playoff run, so they want to make sure they're as comfortable and ready for that as possible. The Kings season, regardless of if they won or lost this game, ended that night, and they still elected to rest players, and I disagree with that decision wholeheartedly. 40 wins means a whole hell of a lot more to people like me, to the media, to fans, than it matters to the Kings players and head coach Dave Yeager. Ultimately, it was meaningless to them. And in the grand scheme of things, I'm willing to admit, as symbolic as it may be for us here in Sacramento, it's meaningless around the NBA. The bottom line is you're judged on really, you're either making the playoffs or you're not. And the Kings, regardless of if they win 40 wins, we're not making the playoffs. So Dave Yeager obviously elected to put his player health and safety and preserving the future over trying to go for win number 40. Now that sucks that the Kings unfortunately ended up losing this game, so that decision came back to really bite him in the butt. If the Kings blow this lead but still find a way to win this game, I'm sure fans are not happy about how everything went down, but at least they have the win to go into the offseason with. And that's the most difficult thing for Kings fans, is how this season started with the excitement that this Kings team built up early on, with how well that they were playing, how fast that they played coming out of the gate, the fact that they were at and above 400 or 500 for the majority of this season, and then post All-Star break they kind of fell apart. That is what hurts Kings fans the most, is that this entire exciting season that has been really an awakening for many fans, and a reemergence and resurgence of hope here in Sacramento, ended on such a sour note. Now, all that being said, this is by no means, as difficult as last night was to swallow and how unfortunate, angry, ridiculously mad that you might be, this is not any reason whatsoever to fire head coach Dave Yeager. And any fan, and I had a lot of them on social media approaching me saying that this was a fireable offense, I'm glad that you're not running the team. Because head coach Dave Yeager has done a lot in the grand scheme of things, the whole picture of the season, beyond the last couple of weeks and beyond these final couple of games. He's done so much to help this franchise and get this franchise to the place that they're at right now, to where we expect 40 wins. Him doing that in a season where the Kings were pegged to win just 25 games, to me, that's more than enough reason to keep him around and to extend him. And now that Vlade Divac has been re-signed and extended. I expect, hopefully, he will make the right decision in bringing head coach Dave Yeager back, but that completely rests upon him. I will say this, and I said it last night. If the Kings let Dave Yeager go, if they choose to fire him to try and bring in a name like Luke Walton or something this summer, I think it'll put the franchise back. I think it'll be an absolute disaster of a decision and a very unprofessional and insulting way to handle a head coach that above and beyond exceeded expectations with this young team this year. Keep this coach and keep his staff around. This team blew expectations out of the water. And just because they lost to Portland and New Orleans to end the season, and just because they didn't reach the 40-win mark like so many of us wanted, does not mean that Vlade needs to be fired and let go. But that wasn't the worst thing that I dealt with on social media last night. The worst thing that I dealt with is fans believing that Dave Yeager owes them any sort of apology for not, again, he didn't really fold the game. He put his bench in with a massive lead, expecting them to handle business and get the win, and they didn't. Now, of course, many could say, well, he should have put the starters back in towards the end of the game, or should have put the starters in to at least start the second half, get them to 20-plus minutes so that they can really put the game away. Well, that's hypothetical. We don't know if they would have won or not. What we do know is that the Kings bench should have won that game and preserved that lead, and they didn't. Part of that is on Dave Yeager himself. Most of that is on the Kings bench. But regardless, the bench and the Kings players and the coaching staff and head coach Dave Yeager, they do not owe anybody an apology for making basketball decisions. That is not how sports work. That has never been how sports work. And those fans, to me, are the most concerning. Now, they're a very loud and vocal minority, and I know they're not speaking for all Kings fans. There is also a very loud and vocal majority on Twitter that was saying the right things, that they were frustrated, that they were disappointed, but they don't want to see head coach Dave Yeager fired. It was ultimately a very exciting and fun and successful season, and they're going to choose to remember that over the sour taste of these last two losses to head into this summer. The anger and the backlash from fans on social media last night is the epitome of the "what have you done for me lately" mantra that we don't just approach professional sports with, we approach our entire world. If I had told you at the beginning of the season that the Kings would finish the year with 39 wins, a chance at 40, and lose to the Portland Trail Blazers, and fans would be calling for head coach Dave Yeager to be fired, you would have all laughed at me, and you would have said I was a moron and an idiot. There's no way that fans could be upset after winning 39 games when this Kings team was not expected to win more than 25, and when they haven't won more than 32 in the last decade. But here we are. 39 wins, could have been 40. You dropped the ball. It's disappointing. It's frustrating. And some fans, far too many fans on my timeline, are screaming and yelling and hollering, demanding that head coach Dave Yeager is fired, that it is inexcusable, and that he owes fans an apology for not going for win number 40. He absolutely does not, and you're absurd to think that way. Like, I try to be as understanding as I can for towards fans, because I am one, and I began as one, and I always will be a fan of not just the Kings, but of professional sports and the NBA in general. But I'm smart enough to know, and I was smart enough to know at 10, 12 years old, that as much as they appreciate me, those players and head coach Dave Yeager and everybody in that Sacramento Kings organization appreciates the fans that pay money to come and support the team and get loud and create that fantastic environment that is Sacramento Kings basketball, as much as they appreciate those people, they don't owe them anything, especially not an apology after a loss. De'Aaron Fox, after the game, in his post-game press conference, was not concerned whatsoever. Neither was Buddy Hield, and neither was the majority of those Kings players who, even though they didn't play the second half and ultimately lost, they didn't leave the arena hanging their heads because they knew they had a successful season. They were disappointed overall that they didn't make the playoffs when they had an opportunity. They were realistically in the conversation to make it, but it looked like those players were over that last night. And I saw what I needed to see from the Kings starters. The Kings starters who dropped the ball against a bad New Orleans Pelicans team at home came out and absolutely torched Portland. It's not their fault that they didn't get the opportunity to play in the second half and the Kings lost the game. I do not put that on them whatsoever. Now, if the Kings starters had played and they had blown that lead, Now, I would be furious. I would be coming on the air today. I probably wouldn't have made it onto the air because I would have broken the technology in my recording studio. I would have broken my microphone, punched my computer, and it would have all been kaput. But there's a massive difference between the Kings blowing this lead with their starters on the floor and the Kings blowing this lead with their starters not playing a single second in the second half. Huge difference. Huge difference. And again, if you want to put that on head coach Dave Joerger, you can. And I'm saying right now that I believe head coach Dave Joerger failed last night, and I disagree with that decision that he made. But he doesn't owe me an apology. He doesn't owe Kings fans an apology. Now, he owes us an explanation, and to be fair, he gave it. Even if we disagree with that explanation, he gave an explanation and reasoning, and it's legitimate reasoning as to why he decided to rest his bench or rest his starters and play his bench only in the second half. He gave a reason. That's what he owes you, not an apology. I'll say it again. If the Kings fire head coach Dave Joerger this summer, I think it'll put them back, and I think it'll be an absolute disaster of a move. But I'm hopeful that now that general manager Vlade Divac has been extended, that he will make the right decision and bring Dave Joerger back. Wanted to talk to you really quick about Wyze Indoor Camera that does it all. Wyze is packed with premium features that allow you to see everything from anywhere for only $20 per camera. It's 1080p Full HD. Images are so clear you won't miss a thing. Also has night vision, two-way audio. And also, it connects to your smartphone via an app. So if you want the peace of mind of having a home security or home camera system that at any time of the day, wherever you're at, work, on a plane, does not matter, you can open up this app and you can see what's going on. If you have kids at home and you just want to check in on them, if you have a husband at home that maybe is cooking and you don't want him to burn the house down, if you have pets that you're nervous leaving home alone, anything like that, you can check in at any time, or just for security purposes. You just want to make sure your valuables and everything is taken care of and your home is safe. Wyze Cam is probably the most cost-efficient while still getting high-quality way to do it. Right now, they have free rolling 14-day cloud storage, and there's no subscriptions or fees like that whatsoever. You buy the cameras, you set them up, and that is it. If you want more, they also have, for $10 more, the Wyze Cam Pan, which gives you 360-degree coverage in under 3 seconds. So rather than buying multiple cameras to put them in different corners of one room so you get all those angles, you buy one, you put it in the middle, it spins all the way around. Ultimately, it saves you money in the long run. It has 110-degree rotational speed, 360-degree horizontal range, 93-degree vertical range. You can patrol your room with Pan Scan, which sets the camera's patrol route up with 4 custom waypoints. And again, you can track the action and see it all at any time from your phone. It also works with Alexa and comes with free rolling 14-day cloud storage. Take advantage of this deal. Wyze Cams, it's the best way to go for your home camera system and security system. And if you go to wyze.com/lockedonNBA, you will get the guaranteed lowest price. And that's coming from me and everybody here on the Locked On Podcast Network. It has been a crazy, crazy up and down season. And I want to say, even to those fans that disagree with me, even to those fans that I've gone back and forth with either on this podcast or on social media, even the ones that I think are foolish for wanting to fire head coach Dave Joerger last night, I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen to the Locked On Kings podcast, to share time of your day by listening to me, all of those fans that we had on the Fans Only podcast throughout this season, and we will do more of those this offseason. Just to everybody, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to Locked On Kings this season. It was a fantastic and fun year, more than I think any of us could have hoped for, with the exception of making the playoffs. Hopefully, it'll be next year. And in fact, the expectation is next year the Kings will make the playoffs, and a lot of that depends on what the Kings do this summer. They're already off to a great start extending Vlade Divac, so let's see if they can continue that momentum and build upon that and have a fantastic few months. To all those that I met at the Golden One Center this year, thank you so much. Many of you come from around the world. I met some fans from Australia this season at the G1C, and I'm so thankful for that. I cherish that. So all of you that I met, it was a pleasure. I hope to be able to see you again in the very near future. I'll be at the California Classic in July. But this is obviously not the last podcast. We are going to have continued coverage throughout the entire offseason. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to try and have Jason Ross, the former host of Locked On Kings and the current Kings color commentator. I'm going to try and have him on, and he and I will bounce back and forth and talk about this season as a whole. I'm going to share my top moments and favorite moments from the Sacramento Kings season probably next week. There's so much still coming. We have full playoff coverage, full offseason coverage. All of it begins tomorrow. So stick around. Stay with us through the summer months, and we'll get through the long off season together, I absolutely promise. Thank you so much for everybody listening to Locked On Kings this season. Hopefully you had a fantastic year. I hope you all have a fantastic off season, and I'm excited to spend it with you here on the Locked On Kings podcast. My name is Matt George. You've been listening to Locked On Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.